of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
We're going to go down to Timmy Bolch, who's joining us this evening. Tim, good evening to you for the first time.
Yes, thank you very much. I am down here with Mitch Duncan, unfortunately not playing. Mitch, how is the shoulder?
That's good. It's amazing, the modern surgeries these days. So hopefully a couple of weeks away and, we'll see how we go.
So what are you doing, obviously, other than your recovery, your rest, your rehab? Are you helping out with any of the players in particular? I know you've got a keen eye on Connor O'Sullivan. Is there any player in particular, or is it just whatever you can do to help the group?
It's probably a little bit more family time, to be honest, being injured, so on the family duties. But, still working with all these kids and even the senior players as well. I love watching footy and scoping how we're going and how opposition teams play us and things like that. So, just trying to help the lads as much as possible. Still got a big role to play, whether I'm playing or not.
Mitch, Kingy, Cass and Reg Toohey, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great.
having a dodgy shoulder, how do you go trying to pick up your 27 children?
Yeah, no. Well, I've got another arm, so I get no leeway there. So, the first couple of days post surgery, got a bit of leeway. Had the bell ringing, but from then, all guns blazing at home.
When you do an injury like that, and there's a little bit of surgery involved, and it's midway through the season, do you start going, "Hang on, the clock's not really working for me here"?
Well, it's lucky. There's still a few games to go, so still have the opportunity to, stay involved and get the body in the best shape possible to give myself a crack at it. So haven't ran out of time just yet. Had it been, a couple of weeks later, things would start to look a bit hairy, but still going to do everything I can to give myself an opportunity if it arises.
So the plan is to play that VFL game after the bye in a couple of weeks?
I think, well, in 2 weeks' time, roughly, I'll give myself a shot. I think it's Essendon, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Essendon, and then there's another VFL game up in Sydney. Yeah, so there's still three AFL rounds, so there's still plenty of time to, get the body right and potentially get back inside.
Mitch, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. They reckon that you've gone from sort of light duties at home to even lighter duties now that you've had that shoulder.
Yeah, well, as I said, I had the bell ringing there for a while.
And no one
post
came.
Surgery. But
did anybody actually arrive when you rung the bell or not?
No.
You're still ringing it?
Still ringing it, yeah. You get rung out a few times. But, mate, you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes the workforce comes first before the family.
Absolutely. We always hear how astute you are in terms of your footy brain and the way you see the game, and that's obviously evolved the more you've played the game and been around the footy club. What we asked James Kelly last week, but what's an area of the Cats game that you think you need to sort of tidy up as a team as you head into the finals?
Oh, there's probably a few. I think, teams are still scoring quite easy against us at times, so tightening up our defence, how we're entering the ball inside 50, and then teams rebounding from theirs. We probably haven't defended the ground as well. So, does that come back to ball movement? Does that come back to defending the ground a bit better? So there's still plenty to work on. Don't want to give too much away. I still think it's, vital to, at least break even through the midfield as well. So, I probably didn't give away too much there. But footy can be simple at times. It's, how much can you get the ball inside your forward half and keep it there?
For Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with injured cat Mitch Duncan. Here's Reg Toohey on K-Rock Footy.
Hey, Mitch. Nice to talk to you again, mate. Give us an inkling into what the week looks like. So you said you've always been quite a good on-field and off-field coach as a player. Has this, despite being a physical setback, given you an opportunity to do a little bit more of that kind of one-on-one coaching that you've been kind of known for internally?
Yeah, it has, Reg. Especially with our academy groups. I've got a computer now, which is nice from the footy club, and get the games on there. So done a bit of coding, and working with the likes of Mitch Nevitt, Bosie, Lawse, as a halfbacker. Speak to Zach Guthrie a fair bit as well. Love talking to the coaches about footy. So been doing a fair bit there. Geez, that music just got turned up a bit here, and started to dance.
They're trying to shut you off. Is this the award show?
Is this the song you requested after a goal?
Yeah, no, I don't kick enough these days to request songs. But, so doing a bit of that. It's also great to freshen up the body, to be honest, and get a bit of one-on-one and specific training, which hopefully gives me a great opportunity to come the back end of the year.
And in two or three or 4 years, when eventually you do hang up the boots, is coaching on the cards for you long-term?
I think so, yeah. I'm going to, you know, definitely throw my hat in the ring there when I do decide to hang them up and see where it can take me, I suppose. I do also love the list management side of the game, but I think, yeah, delving into the coaching space straight after playing is probably more the way I'll go. And, I think that's really exciting, you know, what the future may hold.
What does 2026 look like, Mitch? Have you discussed, thought about, are you playing on, or is this it for you? Do you know yet?
Continue to kind of talk through it with people at the footy club and my family, and you know, the way the year pans out probably, you know, will have a bit of an impact that we'll make the granny or whatever may happen, but kind of we speak about it, but there's still so much to play out here, and I still do want to take my focus away from not trying to, you know, get back in the side and give myself a chance. So a bit of focusing more on probably what I'm living in at the moment versus what's next year, because, you know, there's still plenty of time for that.
Absolutely. The training, like with a upper body injury like yours, were you able to maintain your sort of your running loads and stuff like that as when you're back on your feet?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was, you know, running a couple of days after surgery, had the sling on, and then, you know, probably I think it was day 6 or day 7, you're doing an 11K session, so it doesn't hold you back necessarily from running. It's probably just the contact side of things. I did the full session in the main session during the week, and then plus a little bit more. It's just the contact side of things that you probably have to wait. You have to wait for the wound to heal properly. The staples are out now, so we probably start progressing a bit more of the contact side of things come the early this week.
Make sure you clear the history on that computer before you give it back, Mitch.
What am I looking up there?
I don't know. Might be that COVID in the hub sort of set up, but anyway.
I'm just looking up the stats, mate. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mitch, before this goes sideways with Ben, because he just does get a little bit loose in these longer pre-games, we will let you go. Appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you back running around in a couple of weeks' time, fingers crossed, and then all going to plan the 22s at AFL level before season 2025 is done and dusted. Good luck to the boys tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Mitch Duncan joining us on K-Rock Footy for Inspirations Paint Grovedale. K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.